Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening, Blog Talk listeners. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. You have joined my sister, my friend, a Blog Talk show hosted by Granny's Place. We are here to help encourage, lift up, undergird, inspire our sisters of all ages, ethnic backgrounds, educational backgrounds, whoever that's listening tonight. We want to encourage you and make sure that you feel like you are the lady or the God that God has made you to be. Tonight, we want to give a shout out to Pastor Richard Terry of the Free Will Baptist Church. We want to give a shout out to Pastor Michael Morgan Sr. of the Shady Grove Primitive Baptist Church. We thank you for joining us tonight. On the tales, we've been speaking on, last week we spoke on When a Man Loves a Woman. Before then, we were talking about domestic violence, and we're trying to uplift our sisters tonight and help them to establish themselves and find out what they want to do with themselves in life and try to lead them in some directions that they may not have thought about. So on the tail of that, we're going to go ahead and get started. And also, we want you to give us a call at 310-982-4126 and join us tonight in the conversation. It's really almost going to be like open question night, or give us your opinion or tell us what's on your mind, or just call us and let's have a good discussion tonight and talk about some things, whatever that's on your mind tonight. We have LaShawn, one of our panel members, on the line tonight, and she's going to open up with what's on her mind. So go ahead, LaShawn.
Hello, Blog Talk Radio listeners. My name is LaShawn. I wanted to speak tonight in reference to self-esteem. I had something on my mind in reference to self-esteem because I've been coming to contact with ladies all week long who have low self-esteem, and they don't understand the ways of the world and why things are happening to them at this point in time in their life. I've ran into one young lady who's going through changes as far as bill-wise. She just got her own place to live and everything, and she was so excited about that, and she was eager to move and ready to move in. And now the bills have came, and she lost a boyfriend. And she feels as if she's not going to be able to make her bill payments this month. And she's struggling because she feels as if with him gone, she can't afford to pay her bills. And so I spoke with her on today, and I informed her that there are other ways to pay your bills instead of depending upon someone else. You can actually call numbers. You can call 311 Texas and ask them for assistance for bill payments. And I told her if she couldn't pay her light bill, it might have been wrong, but I told her to switch companies until she can afford to pay the other company back and try to survive and, you know, just get herself together and stop crying and lift her head up and hold your head high and look to your higher power and read the Bible and use the Bible verses and, you know, make yourself feel more better. If you just open the book of the Bible and turn to a scripture and just read and get deep inside of it and start understanding the way.
LaShawn? Okay, sounds like we might have lost LaShawn for a moment, so we're going to go ahead and continue on with, I believe, what she was trying to.
I don't like to see any of our young ladies cry. So we went on from that. And, you know, I just want to say if you have a hard time trying to, you know, just lift the spirits up, if you see a young lady and her spirit is down, I think that we all should come together and try to lift up each other's spirits and, like, if nobody else can stroke your ego, stroke your own ego, know that you are somebody and know that you are somebody special no matter what the situation is, and know that, you know, give you, encourage each other, and, you know, just help one another. If you see a young lady and she's down on her luck, you know, stop just talking about them and just start to help. You know, it may be a kind word, something positive. Speak something positive into someone's spirit, because you never know what a person's day is like and what they're going through, you know?
Yes, that is so true. Because your one smile or your one word to a sister who's going through just an uplifting conversation or just a smile will help her through, because we're sisters one to another, and we can say sometimes say the stuff to each other, or kind words to just make our day, to let us know that we aren't the only one going through the situation and there is a better chance or a better way for us to go through.
Yeah, and you know, some people don't understand that some things are more feasible than what they really feel. I sat down and listened to her cries and tried to make her understand that what she was going through wasn't as serious as what she was, you know, taking it. You know, some things we take in the wrong way because we don't know how to do things, and you'll be amazed if you can just tell a person, share your experience with a person, that they can overcome what they're going through and that it can make their day go better. And I think we can start helping by building up young ladies' self-esteem by just encouraging one another every day on a day-to-day basis. When you see somebody going through something, don't talk down to them. Just give them some kind of positive words, some kind of positive influence. You get what I'm saying?
Uh-huh. And I believe that if you can relate, and if you've been through the same situation she's been through, or if you know somebody that's been through that same issue before, you can tell them how you got through, because your testimony on how you got through it will encourage her and help her and let her know that.
Hello. We'll break it up.
I think the whole show just went dead. Ms. LaChandra?
LaShawn?
Can you hear me? Okay. Unfortunately, I believe that the show has some form of technical difficulties on tonight. If anybody can hear me, say hello.
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 Hello. Hello. Okay, LaShawn, I can hear you.
Okay.
Just bear with us for a moment. Listeners, bear with us for a moment. We're still on the line. Go ahead, LaShawn. If you can hear me, say hello.
I can hear you. Hello.
Oh, okay. Well, we're still on the line. Let's continue.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I was just reiterating what you were saying, that we should encourage our sisters and lift them up and give them words of encouragement as often as we can. Okay, we're getting some more listeners calling back in tonight. Can you hear us, call-ins, listeners that are calling in? Can you hear us on the line tonight?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. I'm glad you can. We were just discussing lifting our sisters up, giving them words of encouragement when they're going through. Would you like to have a comment, any one of you that are on the line?
Not right now.
Okay, that'll be fine. Okay, well, we're getting people back in. Thank you for calling back in, listeners. Thank you so much for joining us. I see Beverly has joined us. Beverly, we're talking about encouraging our sisters tonight who are going through and helping them lift them up with self-esteem and giving them encouraging words to help them get through the situations that they have been going through or what they're going through. Would you like to have a comment on that?
Subject in particular?
Huh?
Is there any topic in particular that we're talking about right now?
Did you hear what I said? Okay, well, let me tell you what we're talking about right now. We're talking about encouraging our sisters who have low self-esteem or who are going through different issues and changes in life. LaShawn gave an illustration of that about one of her friends who was getting on her feet, and because the boyfriend left, she thought that she wasn't going to be able to make it without him.
Oh.
Okay, and we were just letting her know that to be encouraged that she can make it. She can call 311 or ask somebody who has references to give her some information on other programs that are available to her, and she was just keeping her encouraged.
Yeah, a lot of times it's really good to help women stay encouraged. It's a lot of times we, as women, sometimes we get a little too dependent on men. And history has shown that whenever women get a little too dependent on men, sometimes our self-esteem goes down because we think that we can't make it without them and we have to have their help. So that young lady that's going through that situation right now, just take it one step at a time and reach out to others. You don't have to tell everybody your business about what you're going through, but reach out to others and let them know you need some help. A lot of times when we're going through it, I know I've been through some things, and I'm sure some of the other women have been through some things, and sometimes when we've gone through so much, sometimes we just get a little tired, and we get a little desperate. Sometimes we don't want to be by ourselves. We don't want to have to keep trying this over and over again by ourselves. And sometimes we just feel like it's a little bit hopeless, but it really isn't. It's just you having to take time to clear your head, look at where you want to go in your life, maybe. It might require you to be alone for a little while to go through to get your self-esteem built back up. But it's worth it to take that little time and maybe not date anybody for a while, not be involved with anyone else for a while, and just sit down and examine yourself and see where you want to go. If a relationship falls, sometimes we have a tendency to blame it on ourselves that we must have done something to cause the relationship to break up. That's not often true. Just sometimes as we go through relationships, things just don't work out. And when they don't work out, just start looking at ways that you can make things better in your life. And perhaps, like I said, perhaps don't date. But look at where it is you want to go in your life, what your goals are for yourself, and then start building your life back together one step at a time. You don't build your life based on the needs of others or the desires of others, even our parents. Sometimes we have to decide what it is that we want to do and what we want to go. And so I always encourage women to think about yourselves. I know when my first marriage ended, I was probably pretty young, so I didn't know what I had any idea of what I wanted to do, but I remember one time, I think I was about 25 or something, I just sat down and decided, what is it that I wanted to do? So I went back to school. I started taking some classes and going to college. And that's a great avenue to go to because sometimes you meet other people who have the same goals or have gone through some of the same situations. And once you get involved in other things, it really kind of builds your self-esteem up and you get busy and you don't really have a lot of time to worry about what happened yesterday and how you're going to make it. You get yourself busy. So I encourage women to try and sit down and look at it as where you want to go and how you want to get there, and seek out other people who can help you get where you want to go, and just get busy living your life and taking it one step at a time, get involved in exercises, get involved in church, get involved in helping other people. And sometimes when you get involved in helping other people, it'll really build up your self-esteem because you really don't know how much other people need your help. So take it one step at a time, but always looking forward and looking with hope that where you can go and what you can be in your life.
Amen. I agree. I did say that we are strengthened by each other's testimony. When we need somebody that has been through the same thing that we've been through or is about to go through, God will not send us through anything that he's not going to strengthen us through it to help someone else. So that's the reason why we should be here for each other. Once we go through something, we can always tell our sister how we made it through, what was the steps that we took to do it, because everybody is different. Everybody has their own way of coping. They have their own coping mechanism. But if they can get with somebody who they can encourage them and who can lift them up on a daily basis, to help them keep their head up, to tell them that they can keep on moving and keep things going for them, and help and request help from different organizations. Well, that sure does help us. I see that Minister Henderson has joined us. Minister Henderson, would you please give us some information on the New You Resource Center, please? Because we have this young lady who is having problems with coping with rent and bills and different things like that. And she, if you weren't listening, she was getting on her feet, and her male companion dropped out on her, and now she's just low about it. So would you give us some encouraging information and some encouraging words?
Good evening.
Good evening.
Hi,
yes, we're
how are
waiting.
You?
Okay, how are you this evening?
Good.
All right. Did you hear my question?
No, ma'am. That's what I was asking. Could you repeat it? I'm sorry.
Okay. We were trying to give some encouraging words and some information to one of our sister's friends. LaShawn has a friend that was in the process of getting herself on her feet by getting her apartment, and everything was going well until her male companion dropped out on her, and Now she's a little down and needs some information and some encouragement. Can you help us with that?
Okay. Well, first of all, good evening to the young lady, and what type of information is she seeking?
LaShawn, are you there? LaShawn? Okay, I guess LaShawn is, you might have us muted. Well, I was just wanted you, well, why don't you just go ahead and share with us about your New You program? That could be possibly something that might help her.
Okay. Well, good evening. My name is Sonara Henderson, and I'm the founder and CEO of Ashes of Beauty Ministries, Incorporated. And what we do is we are to bring breast cancer awareness to the community in the form of supportive services and reintroduce the survivor men and women as the new self-sufficient youth. And partly of what we will do, we're looking to open up the New You Resource Center in the very near future. We're praying that before the end of the year, and it will offer things such as faith-based support groups, mentors, case management, workplace reentry, which is job readiness skills, resume writing, interviewing skills, computer training, who can be the part, household items, food pantry, rental, utility, and prescription assistance, and things of that nature. It's so important, you know, the medical society will forever be searching for a cure, for breast cancer, but while you're looking for a cure and people going through the ordeal, people need help because the bills and co-pays in medicine, the amounts are so astronomical to at times you find yourself, you know, debating whether to pay your light or to get your medicine, whether to buy food or go for your treatment, you know, and I only know firsthand because I lived it. I am a breast cancer survivor, and God has allowed me to revamp the ministry to include this as a major component. So that's what we do. And we've had the opportunity to serve the community for the last 5 years.
Okay, well, thank you for sharing that with us now. I see LaShawn is back on the line. LaShawn, would you enlighten Minister Henderson on what your friend might need as far as resources goes?
She would probably need assistance as far as helping with paying utilities and things of that nature. Can you hear me?
Yes, we hear you.
I felt with utilities and things of that nature, she felt as if she couldn't pay her bills. So I did give her information, further information to contact 311 or 211 Texas. They can guide her to the places that she would need to come in contact with. But I just heard you say that you also have something with breast cancer awareness.
Yes,
and do they assist people that does not have breast cancer, or do you have to have breast cancer?
It's for breast cancer patients. But still, what is she needing? Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Have she tried the 211?
She done that on today. So
okay.
She contacted them. They gave her a couple of other numbers to contact, I believe, the Martin Luther King Center and some other churches that's inside the areas.
Yes.
And they informed her that maybe that they could help her assist her in getting her license, her utilities and stuff paid. So she just lost her job and things of that nature. So that's why I was talking about self-esteem. Like when a woman loses a man, she feels like she lost everything, and she really haven't lost everything because there are people out here that can actually help her.
Well, and you're so true, but I also want women to understand, and I can speak on this behalf as well, because the Ashes of Beauty, the title within itself, doesn't just cover breast cancer, just the title alone, because God said he will give us beauty for our ashes. So we have to stop thinking that everything about us revolves around a man. So let me get that aspect. God made woman for men. Yes, he did. But when we are single, Isaiah says God is our first husband. He's our ish, which means he's our first and foremost husband. And when we begin to step out, I'm sorry?
No, I was saying I was agreeing.
And when we begin to step out and make plans with a man that's not our husband, God is not obligated to provide for us because that is not God's design for family. God told us to put our trust in him, not in man.
Right.
And I can speak, and I can attest to what she's experiencing because I have lived it. Every woman's desire is to be married and to have a man, and God put that in us because he made female for male. But when we are single, we must learn to wait on God. If we don't, we will make all the wrong choices and all the wrong moves every single time. I can attest to that because I lived it.
How does a single woman know when God has gave her that man?
Tell you how you know. Because once you become happy in your singleness, with Jesus, it will bring you to the point that you're not even looking for a mate because you're so happy and satisfied with Jesus. Remember, when we are married, Ephesians says that when you become married, the wife is to be concerned about more things of the marriage. But when you are single, you're only supposed to be concerned about the things of God, and that's only if you are a godly woman. See, just because women and men say they're godly people doesn't make it so. If we are saved, it's based on our daily relationship. It's just like as I'm getting to know Toby. When you're dating, what do? You talk all day, every day, don't you?
Yeah, pretty much.
You go out on the weekend, right?
Pretty much.
Because what are you doing? You're building a rapport, and while you're building a rapport, you're also making soul ties. Okay? But once I become a woman of God and I choose to do it God's way, my job now is to fall in love with Jesus and put him in that spot. When I come in and set the table for dinner, there's a table there for Jesus and a table there for me because he said he'll take the things of the foolish to confound the wise, and all you're really doing is practicing for when he sends the king.
So
when we fall in love with...
So are you stating that a woman should not be with a man? She should only be with God?
I didn't say that. I didn't say she'd never be with a man. That's not what I'm saying. God give us male friends. And a woman has to have enough knowledge and relationship with God to know that every man she meets is not for her to enter into a relationship with.
Yes,
Sometimes we see the red flags, and we're going anyway because we think we can change them because we're also nurturers.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we go ahead and marry somebody with all the red flags in the world, but just simply because we think we can change him. What makes us think we can change a man when it takes God to even change us?
You're right.
So the thing about it is, no, I'm not saying you're not supposed to be with a man, but you're not supposed to be with a man in the aspects when he's not your husband. See, too many times when we're dating men, we put them in positions that they have not earned. Plus, we put them in positions that God has not given them. We try to put them in places God didn't call them to be for us. So we can't put a square in a circle. And we can't put a circle in an octagon.
All right.
A square fits a square, a circle fits a circle, and an octagon fits an octagon. But so many times, how many times have you gone to the store at DSW, wherever you love to shop, and you saw this shoe and you just had to have that shoe, but you know you were an 8, but the shoe is a 7.5.
I never did.
You have to have that shoe.
I never do that.
It's the baddest shoe that's the only shoe you found that's going to go with that outfit to make it pop just like you want to. Now, here we go. We're going to force our foot in the shoe, and we're going to be cute for the first 5 steps and 15 more steps. We keep it like we're on high code. But I'm going to make this shoe work because this shoe makes my outfit pop. We're willing to go through the pack for the price of beauty. But when we fall into relationships that don't fit, those can be scars for a lifetime.
Yeah.
See, when you take the shoe off, all you have to do is soak it in some hot water, Epsom salt, and might not ever wear the shoe again.
Yeah.
But when we're scarred about relationships, now we put all men in the same bucket. When they really don't belong in the same bucket.
Right.
So what I'm saying is, as you were saying about the self-esteem, our self-esteem is to be built up by God. His word tells us that we're the apple of his eye. His word in Isaiah 39:14 said that we're fearfully and wonderfully made in his image and likeness. And when you need to know if he's the one, the Holy Spirit, if you've been in a relationship every day, he will let you know that he's the one. And then let me say one more thing that he's impressing on my heart. If women would stop doing the looking and let it be what the word says, Proverbs 18:22, he that findeth a wife, not she that findeth a husband?
Yeah,
then
find yourself a thing.
Ma'am?
I say yes, and so he that finds himself a wife finds himself a good thing. But what I'm saying is, you scaring the people, you making the people not want a date.
So maybe she's saying to find the husband in church.
The church is not always the place that people gonna look to find a husband.
Well, let me help you with that. You didn't hear me say go to church to find a husband. You never heard me say that. I said, as you build a relationship with God, he would let you know when you are found. I never said once go to church and find anything. The church is just the we're the walking church.
Yeah, because I'm not going to go to church to find me a husband.
I never told you to.
I said, I already got a husband. I ain't find him in church either.
But I never told you to go there to find him either.
Okay. We don't mean to scare the young women off that are listening to us tonight. What we want to do is give them some encouraging words on
exactly. The
proper way of how to find your mate. You're right.
Y'all said to put God first, but it just sound like to me she just said make love to Jesus, and then the husband will come from that. And so it kind of scared, you know, it'll kind of scare a lady that's not all the way into the Bible. It'll kind of scare the way she put it. But I totally understand it because I'm doing both things right now.
There you go.
Let me say this. We are. It's not that she's saying go to church. Don't try to find no husband. What she's saying is get in touch with yourself. Get in touch with the love of Christ. Get in touch with the relationship with yourself. For those that are not Christian women or don't know how to get in touch with the Lord, or you are not a churchgoer. The fact still remains that you need to search yourself. You need to build yourself up. And once you get your self-esteem up, there will be somebody that will come to you that is for you, that is going to love you like the love of Christ is going to be. Because if you out there any kind of way, out there searching yourself and not have came in contact with yourself and know what you want, know what you like, know what you want to live with for the rest of your life, you're going to contract anything. And that's on the secular side is what she's saying.
Exactly.
That get yourself together first. Know what you want. Know who you are. Know what life path you want to go down. You don't have to be going to church. But
exactly.
The correct way to get a man is to have a relationship with God and with yourself. And then the man will come to you. But if you just want to do it secularly, you have to love yourself first. You have to carry yourself in a womanly way. You have to make sure that you look good, you feel good about yourself. If you don't, you will attract anything. And that's
because
not what God has for you.
Right. And Mr. LaShawn, if you were listening to me and not saying that you weren't,
I'm listening, but I'm saying you're going to scare the ladies that are not church-going ladies. What I'm saying is, Some people don't desire to go to church. Some people don't have a desire to go to church. I'm not going to go look for a church man knowing that I don't walk the walk and talk the talk. You get what I'm saying? So I'm not going to go look for a church man and bring him.
Right.
Bring him out of church to do my thing. So.
Hello, LaShawn.
Go to church. You never heard me say that. All I said was to build your relationship, your personal relationship. And that's why I kept saying I've lived what you're sharing with me. And I was headed in the direction of saying I didn't get those things right till I got closer to my maker to get rid of the things in my heart they kept drawing the wrong apple, just like Ms. LaChonka was saying. That's the road that I was heading, and I was really sharing my testimony with you. No, I'm not trying to run any woman off. That's why you never heard me say go to church. I said that if you have a relationship with God, get busy on building that on a daily basis, because he's our guide if you are a God-fearing woman. And then if you're not, as LaChonka said, you still have to get in touch with yourself to peel off these layers so that you can stop attracting just anything.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's it.
So are you married?
That are not God-fearing.
Right.
I don't mean when you're being, I was just asking, are you married?
Am I married?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. If I got tired of bumping my head against the brick and doing it my way,
mm-hmm.
and decided to wait on God and draw closer to him to get those layers off of me, yes, ma'am, he sent my king. March will be 5 years.
Oh, okay. That's great. That's great. That's great.
Amen. All right. And we have some listeners on the line that haven't given us a comment or expression of thought or anything. Is there anyone else out there that would like to jump in on this conversation and give us some of what they're thinking? I have about seven calls.
Hello.
Go ahead. Hello.
Yes, hi. This is Evangela Cox. I'm listening from Shreveport, Louisiana.
Well, praise God.
Hello, Evangela Cox.
Hey there.
Well,
how's everyone doing this evening? Yes,
we're
I was just listening to the conversation, and I would say this. I believe what Minister Henderson is saying is very true. And I was thinking about Mark 12 and 30. And it said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind, with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. Sister, if you will love yourself first before you can, you will have to love yourself first and God before you can love a man. Because like Minister Hens was saying, you can go out there and wherever you're looking for a man at, it's wrong. Because you're not first, like she said, you're not supposed to be looking. He's supposed to be looking for you. But you want a man looking for you that love the Lord also. So if he's not loving God, he's not going to love you. No, he's not going to love you the right way. You know, sometimes women want to go out there and what's that old saying, how Stella got her groove back? You don't want that. You don't want that at all. You want a man that loves God first. If he loves God, surely he will love you. He will love you. And that's all I would like to say. That scripture came to my mind in Mark 12 and 30. And you all be blessed.
Thank you so much for your participation and your comment.
Yes,
we appreciate
ma'am.
That.
Yes,
but
ma'am.
Also to those secular, those women that don't have the relationship with God, the Bible, what she says is coming from the Bible, which says you do have to love yourself before you can love anybody else. And that's just straight across the board, whether you're a Christian woman or whether you are just a plain old simple Jane. You got to love yourself before you can love anybody, period, the end. You know, that's just I understand that. Because if you don't love yourself, you're going to attract somebody that won't love you, that will run over you, that will just do what they want to you and leave you. Because you don't stand for anything because you don't love yourself. It happens every day, ladies. It happens every day. We are trying to lift you ladies up and let you know that you have to gather your self-esteem for yourself, love yourself, take care of yourself. And that's the way you can attract the right gentleman. Because if a gentleman sees that you love yourself and you have respect for yourself, he's going to respect you. He's not going to do anything out of the wheel of what you're going to let him do. You know, because if we just looking for a man and we say, oh, okay, this one's going to be it right now, let's get together, and then he started doing you all kind of ways, that's not going to be it. Because you are aligned. A man will not do anything that you won't let him do. And if you stand
up. Yeah, I know, I'm kind of down. I'm kind of down on the church dudes right now because I had a guy that's a pastor. I'm married. This is LaShawn. I'm married. And I had a guy that's a pastor try to
talk to me, and he's married, and he's a pastor, and I'm married too. So I'm kind of down on the church guys right now. So
y'all can I might say understand. Something to her on that?
Yes, go ahead.
Yes, honey, let me tell you one thing. You have to remember that a preacher is a man.
Human too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're human too. Mm-hmm. They're human too, and they make mistakes also. So sometimes that's why we can't put humans, men on pedestals. So you will really know if that man is walking after God because he's going to do godly things. So if he's married, he's after you. You know that's not godly. And so what we got to do is women set them in their place. You know,
mm-hmm.
You can do that in a very nice way. You know, you got yours and I got mine. So we ain't gonna do this. And I guarantee he'll go on by his business. And if he don't go by his business, it's something in you that is pulling him to you. And then you have to begin to check yourself out.
You know how they tell you. You know how you go seek. You know how you go to someone and you speak with them about something that you are going through. You know, given the fact that I'm married, mm-hmm. and I feel like okay, this is a pastor and he has a wife and a family and they sit at the front of the church and they act like everything's.
You're right. That should not be at all.
Yeah.
But you got to know if you ever come up like you said. If that ever come up again, then you know the first time, stray away from that. You don't even go back and ask for any more, you know, get any more help with that, because you know what.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I didn't actually go to that person. That person see me. You know how like a person know you going through something because they mm-hmm. see that you're not with your mate.
Mm-hmm.
So they see that you're going through something. So mm-hmm. you would think, you know, to get, you know, they listening to you, they talking
mm-hmm.
to you, they
mm-hmm.
trying to give you advice because they're in the place that they are.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, they're trying to get exactly what they want.
But
to
have you ever thought about? Have you checked yourself out?
Oh yeah, I done looked at myself and I thought that
was it anything? Maybe
no,
the way you
can't.
Talk,
if,
the way
if
you
anybody,
look, that attracted him
anybody,
to you.
Hold on. If anybody know me, if anybody
mm-hmm.
that know me that's on the telephone,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying? I don't present myself in
okay.
any kind of slutty
okay.
manner.
Mm-hmm.
I don't come on to men.
Okay.
I basically, when guys try to talk to me, I basically
yeah.
push them away from me,
okay.
even when they try to talk to me, because
mm-hmm.
I know that I'm a married woman and I know
yeah.
that I'm not supposed
yeah.
to be dipping.
I got you. Mm-hmm.
You
that was just
the question
I thought, because you know, even with him, you have to be careful. We as women have to be careful, saved or unsaved. You still have to be careful who you let come into your life. You know, so
mm-hmm.
if you really living for Christ and you really doing what Christ said, that devil going to have a problem coming to you, because if he's a devil, he going to come. But you got to have something within you to keep him away.
See, now he the devil, and he was a pastor.
No. You understand what I'm saying? He's not the devil. I said the devil within him will come.
Because
anything that's not of Christ, baby, is the devil. It's not good. And all evil things come from where? The devil.
Yeah.
Okay, all good things come from God. So if
but
he
I
was
mean,
a good thing, he's doing that.
Y'all told me to get a relationship with Jesus and go to the church, and that a man from the church would come to you, and that was the lady's husband.
Well, the devil is in church also.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You have to be careful, baby. That's all I'm saying. We have to be careful. And the devil don't care how he present himself. He doesn't care.
Right.
Yeah,
well,
he doesn't well, care
right,
at all.
Ladies. Let's move on. Is there anyone else out there would like to make a comment or want to talk about something that we have not, that's a different issue tonight? Any of our calls that are online, is there anything else anyone would like to talk about tonight? All right. Thank you for so much for listening and participating with us. We do appreciate your call from Shreveport, Louisiana.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you very much. We thank you for listening and commenting tonight. This has been a very healthy topic, and I would like to know if there's anything else out there on anyone else's mind tonight. Does anyone want to give us anything about building our sisters up, building her self-esteem. Where can she go? What can she do? Who's available for her? Do we go to mentors to help build our sisters up? Do we go to friends that don't know nothing about they are living lives that are not, you know, really good for each other? Or what do we do for each other? Somebody tell me about that.
I would like to say they need to go to God. That's what I feel like, you know,
okay.
Because we can go to man and man and tell all your business sometime, you know.
Okay.
People will tell your business, but if you go to God, go to him in sincere, he will help you out. I believe that.
Okay. Very good. I'm a living witness to that.
Yes.
Prayer is always a good thing.
Yes,
if you develop a prayer life with God, he'll answer just when you need him. You might think that he's not going to come when you want him to. He's not going to change your situation right away like you wanted to. But definitely believe this. Prayer will change things.
Yes, it does.
You just have to believe. You just have to give the Father his time to do it. Even just a little prayer, Lord, help me. And just like when LaShawn said, when you run across these men, or the sister from Louisiana said, just put them out your mind. Back up. Don't even entertain it. If they say the wrong thing and you know it's flirting, just back up. Because if you do not have a relationship or you have not built yourself up, you're going to fall. You're going to slip. And you just take it to God in prayer and ask him, hey, Lord, is this the right one? What should I do? Because he's going to lead you. He's going to guide you in whatever you need. That small voice inside of you is always going to be the voice that you should follow. You might not even think that it's God talking to you, but he has a way. In whatever way it is that's right, and you know that it's right, and you can agree with it, just follow that. You know how they say, follow your first mind? Follow your first mind. Follow your instinct. Because God will drop it if you are sincere with him about what you want. He'll give you that. But you have to have that relationship with him. And you have to love yourself before you can love anybody else. I keep coming back to that because that's what's in my spirit tonight. Sisters, love yourself. Build yourself up. Get in contact with yourself. Know what you want. Know what you need. Know what it's going to take to make you happy. You know, I keep telling you, you don't need a man to make you happy. You need you. You need to know who you are and what you are. Go to school, build yourself up. Dress nice, build yourself up. Get some friends that can encourage you and push you along the way to build yourself up. Because we don't have to be down. We don't have to be down on ourselves. We don't have to let any man make us feel less than what we are. Because we are beautifully and wonderfully made, and we too good for that. I heard a sermon this weekend. I was attending a conference, and the lady was saying, we too good for that. We're too good to let anybody misuse us, mistreat us, or take us through any changes, because we do enough to ourselves.
Amen.
We beat up ourselves about a lot of stuff and not thinking about, hey, I'm too good to be going through all of this. Plus, God is too good to me for me to be going through all this. So, ladies, when you start thinking about what your worth is, you are worth a lot. You are worth too much to yourself and to anybody else, and you are worth a lot to God. God loves you, and he will definitely take care of you. He will see you through whatever you need. And just think about yourself. Get in touch with yourself. I just can't say that enough on that self-esteem thing. That's what we need to do. We need to love ourselves, first of all, and then we can love somebody else. We are down to our last 10 minutes. Is there anyone that has anything else to encourage our women with tonight? Minister, let me see, Shreveport.
Yes, ma'am, I am. There's
okay.
A scripture I would like to give.
Go ahead. That's what I was going to ask you. Is there any other encouraging words you would like to give our sisters tonight?
Yes, ma'am. To all the ladies out there, I would like to give you a scripture, Matthew 11:28-30. And it reads, "Come unto me, all ye that are labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart. Ye shall find rest unto your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." And I would just like to give that to the ladies tonight.
Thank you very much.
Yes,
Minister Henderson, is there anything you would like to give to the ladies tonight?
No, ma'am. I just want to apologize to Ms. LaShawn if I misguided her in any shape, form, or fashion, or anyone that is listening on tonight. I was just basically sharing my own personal testimony because I can only really talk about Sonara.
Amen. Well, I'm sure they understand. Our listeners are listening to get some clarity about what their life is and what somebody else can share with them about the things that they've gone through, because you know you are strengthened by another's testimony. I hope they understand that. But and also
I understand it as well. I'm sorry, my phone was on mute. I'm sorry, but yeah, you gave some very good knowledge, and I wanted to say yes, ma'am. I'm listening.
Praise God.
And ladies, I thank you all for listening, for coming on tonight and talking with us. I hope that you can join us again on next Monday night from 8 to 9 o'clock.
Right.
Beverly, is there anything that you would like to leave us with tonight?
Hello?
Yes. Beverly?
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
I wanted to just comment on one thing. LaShawn was talking about the minister counseling her. Ministers should not counsel a woman alone. There should always be another woman in the room when a minister counsels a woman. It's to protect the minister and to protect the woman. But I agree with what Sonara and the other lady from Louisiana was saying. But I just would encourage the women to pray and don't go out there seeking husbands. Go out there into the world and live your life and ask God for direction in your life. And like Sonara said, don't go looking for a husband. When we go looking, we always pick the wrong choices because we don't know what God has for us. Ask God to make you ready for that husband. So when he comes to you, you're ready to be a wife and make him ready to be a husband. When we go looking, we pick up the wrong things because we really don't know what God has in plans for us. And so we pick up what we think is right. And oftentimes we make bad mistakes. So what Sonara is saying to all the young women is to put God first in your life. And as you put God first in your life, you ask him for direction in your life, in every area of your life. And as you do that, then God will prepare that man for you to be your husband. And at that same time where you're asking God for that husband, you also be preparing yourself to be his wife and to be the best wife that you can be. Because to be a helpmeet is a very daunting task. You have a lot of to wear. So you need to be prepared to be a wife. A lot of times marriages don't last because women think being a wife is an easy task. All I got to do is dress pretty and cook a meal. Well, there's more to it than that. And so to be a helpmate, it's a lot of things to do. And to be a husband, there are a lot of things to do. So it's best to pray for God to guide your life and to guide your marriage. So don't go out looking for husbands. Just be preparing your way and let God send you what he has for you.
Amen.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you, Beverly. Now, I want to make an announcement to our listening audiences. Please tune in on Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 p.m. 8 o'clock a.m. to 9 a.m. to listen to Free on the Inside with Deacon Jewel Lewis. He has some very great people to come on his show and give us great topics. So if you're up and you can dial the same number, that 310 number, 982-4162, and listen to Free on Inside on Saturday mornings. Also, I would like the listening audience to know that the Shady Grove Primitive Baptist Church Outreach will be Feeding the Multitude at the Dallas Life Foundation on August the 24th. We've been doing this for about 7 or 8 years now, and God has been blessing us, and we will go and do the whole meal on Saturday, August the 24th. We'll take the food down there, cook it, and serve. And if you're available or free, come and join us. Help us serve the people and do some ministering to them, because all of our brothers and sisters need us. There's enough work for everybody to come and help. So come on down to the Dallas Life. It's on KD's. We'll be there August the 24th. From we'll start preparing a meal at 9. They start serving at 10:45. We usually feed about 200 to 250 people, so you are invited. And then the following Sunday, August the 25th, join us at the Great Shady Grove Primitive Baptist Church for our outreach program. We'll have it during morning worship, which starts at 10:30 at 4802 Bama Road in the great city of Joplin. It's Dallas, Texas, but the city is a little town called Joplin. So if you're not visiting that weekend, come and join us. And we're going to ask Minister Henderson, if you don't mind, would you close us in a word of prayer?
Father God, how we thank you, how we love you, and how we adore you. How we just thank you for who you are in our lives on this day, Lord God. And for that, we say thank you. We just thank you that we are your daughters and you are our Father. We thank you for how you've watched over us and our loved ones all day today, how you kept us and how you protected us from all hurt, harm, and danger. Father God, we thank you for this open forum on tonight. We pray that you have allowed something to be said or done to strengthen my sister, my friend, along the way and along the journey of life, as well as our Christian walk, Father. We pray that you will build us up in our most holy faith. We pray that if there's anyone on the line that don't know you and the pardon of their sins, that they will come to know you as their Father, as they will come to know you in the power of your resurrection. Father God, we thank you. Raise us up to be godly women. Raise us up to be women of influence. Raise us up to be women of integrity, women of great character, women that exemplify you in Jesus' name. And we ask that you help us all to self-examine ourselves. Let us begin with us. And if there's anything in us, any wicked way in us, we ask that you would please lead us in the way of everlasting. Now, God, we love you. We thank you for Sister LaShawn. We ask that you would grant her the information to help her friend. And we ask that you would put your loving arms around her friend and be her confidant tonight and let her know that all is well. In Jesus' mighty name, that blessing keep each and every one of us. Keep my sister, my friend, Granny's Place, and Blog Talk, and all the listeners. In Jesus' mighty name, thank God and amen.
Thank God.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. And y'all, news alert, August 24th is a national holiday, LaShawn and Sharon.